the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August the 2nd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A grand jury indicted former President Donald Trump Tuesday for a raft of alleged crimes in his brazen effort to overturn the results of the 2020 election. That from the Washington Post. They report it is the latest legal and political aftershock stemming from the riot at the U.S. Capitol that happened 2.5 years ago. The Post reports the four-count, 45-page indictment accuses Trump, who is again running for president, of three distinct criminal schemes, charging that he conspired to defraud the U.S., conspired to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspired against people's rights. In a short news briefing, the special counsel Jack Smith said the attack on our nation's capital was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. It was fueled by lies by the defendant. Meantime, some 74% of young people in the U.S. believe that gun violence is a problem. 60% want to see stricter gun laws. That's according to a new report from American University, the Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund, and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Researchers polled a representative sample of 4,100 people ages 14 to 30. Wyatt Russell with American University says this generation, raised in an era where mass shootings are ubiquitous, is very worried about school safety, which also contributes to a rise in anxiety and depression.
The average young person knows at least one other person who's been injured or killed by a gun. We've seen an astonishingly high 25% of youth have been in an active shooter lockdown, not a drill, a lockdown.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
40% of young people in the survey said they had somewhat easy access to a gun, while 21% reported having very easy access. New Mexico must do more to protect kids and other vulnerable residents from extreme heat. That from a new report from the state's advocacy organization, Voices for Children.
Kids breathe in more air and drink more water for their body weight than adults do, resulting in higher exposure levels, compounded when children spend more time outdoors. And when temperatures soar to 90 degrees and above, kids can experience dehydration, exhaustion, cramps, and irritability. Report author Divya Shiv says in New Mexico, an average of 20 days each year are classified as extremely or dangerously hot, a number expected to double by 2050. She says that's staggering to take in.
Especially considering that we are currently in a period of extreme heat and learning about the effects of extreme heat on children.
I'm Roz Brown.
This is Public News Service. Progress Iowa has launched a website that allows people to track federal money spent on critical projects in the state. The group aims to make it easier to search for this information in just one place.
Progress Iowa Executive Director Matt Sinovic says the first-of-its-kind resource, iowaatwork.com, allows Iowans to see online exactly where federal tax dollars are being spent in their state. In Iowa's case, that adds up to more than $12 billion in federal aid in the last 2 years alone, from almost $5 billion on environmental restoration projects to more than $1.5 billion on education. That money is put into the hands of local governments, where Sinovic contends they know best how to spend it.
They're the ones who can then be in contact with the people who live in those counties and communities like much more directly. Not somebody in D.C. deciding this. They're providing the flexibility and the partnership for local governments to do what they need to do, and then they can work directly with businesses, with families, with constituents.
I'm Mark Moran.
Construction workers are more likely to die by suicide or of a drug overdose than workers in almost any other field. A St. Louis-based peer support system and hotline wants to change that.
According to the American Addiction Centers, those who work in construction have nearly twice the rate of substance use disorders as the national average. Don Willey, who worked with laborers Local 110 for years, is both a laborer and business manager, has helped initiate Lean STL, which stands for Laborers Escaping Addiction Now. He says the program's peer support specialists have lived experience that's effective in helping others in their recovery.
There are people that gain recovery and want to give it away and help other people attain recovery and maintain sobriety. That has been the best model
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And despite partisan divides on many issues, a new survey shows Virginia voters are like-minded about the need to do something about rising prescription drug prices.
An AARP Virginia survey finds more than half of all Democrats, Republicans, and independent voters favor legislative proposals to tamp down prescription costs. One proposal would establish a prescription drug affordability board, but a bill to create it failed in the past legislative session. Virginia Delegate Carrie Delaney says it's important for this to become a reality in the next legislative session.
There are too many people who are making a choice between putting food on the table, keeping a roof over their head, and life-saving and very essential to their quality of life medication.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio station at your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.